July 3rd, 2023, regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We'll begin this evening in prayer with Pastor Geraldo Nunez.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I would like to thank you for these men and women that are here. I just ask that you bless them on the work that they need to do, Lord, and everything that they will do or say, you'll be for your honor and glory. Everything I pray and I ask in the name of our Son Jesus, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, thanks, Pastor Nunez.
I just want to mention that in case he leaves, Geraldo has been an integral part of our city for the Latino community for, I don't know how many years, 20?
Maybe. 17.
Yeah, okay. And he is planning to move to Florida.
Yes.
If we let him, I don't know if we're going to let him go or not, but I guess we will. He has someone that's going to be taking his place, so there will be a learning curve for him. But Geraldo, we certainly appreciate all you've done for our community over the years. You've been a fantastic addition to us. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. If the clerk could please call the roll.
Handwerk.
Here.
Ms. Ferris.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the June 19th, 2023 meeting. We have a motion to approve the minutes. Carr moves.
Second.
Shanklin seconds.
Ms. Ferris.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Abstain.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. There is no public comment scheduled for this evening, so we'll move on to our standing committee reports, and we begin, as always, with Mr. Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report. I just want to share that we did have the skate park and BMX park kickoff last Sunday. I think at one point I counted roughly 200 people there. It was a huge success. Everyone got along, everyone enjoyed themselves, and I want to say thanks to all of the city employees because a lot of people were there behind the scenes cleaning up afterwards as well. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Our Utilities Committee, Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report, but I will say we do have a ordinance under new business coming up later this evening for the utilities, and I'll let Mr. Brediger take care of that.
All right. Thank you, sir. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel met just prior to this meeting this evening to hammer out the language of an ordinance that would allow chickens and rabbits to be raised within the city limits. And we continue to work on that. I would look for that piece of legislation to go before Planning Commission later this month and then return to us in September, I would imagine.
All right, I think the key word of that meeting was chicken orbs.
Yes.
So it's a thing now. People look it up. All right, our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee did meet last Monday. Jan Conrad actually discussed the transportation program, the potential of a transportation program, and partnering with other Wayne County agencies throughout the county. I think the first step that we're going to take within administration, the mayor and Steve and these guys is obviously trying to figure out the feasibility through surveying and all that to decide on how to move forward. I think that's one thing that we've been good at over the years is surveying our constituents to make sure it's not a waste of resources, money, and our time to see if there's an actual need. She did demonstrate that we are the second highest usage for local transportation here outside of Worcester. However, when you're the second biggest municipality in the county, that's probably quite obvious there. So the next step for us as administration and as leadership is just to try to determine the need of our constituents here in town so we make sure that our resources and time and money is definitely taken care of. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
All right, thank you. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, and I have no report there, but depending on where the discussion leads for a couple ordinances and resolutions, I might have a few things to say a little bit later on.
All right, thank you. Our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee has not met. No report.
Right, thank you. We have no special committee reports, so we'll move on to our administrative reports. And Mayor Hamburg.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I would like to mention our Employee of the Month for July, and that is Anthony Immel from the IT Department. Anthony began his career with the city on February 6, 2023, so not very long ago. He currently serves as a computer technician for the IT Department. Anthony is working very hard to learn all of our systems so that he is helpful to all of our users around City Hall and all of our other city buildings. Before his employment with the city, Anthony worked at DNS Distribution as an IT technician. Already having experience is a great asset to the city and is speeding up his ability to support our system. He lives in Orgo with his family, and his dad is our Service Department Superintendent, Ryan Immel. He enjoys many hobbies, including playing games, pickleball, and music. He also enjoys taking walks with his fiance as they plan on getting married next year. So we appreciate the work that Anthony's doing for us. Also, the rumor is there's something going on at the park this week, so we want to again appreciate all of the work our firefighters do, and also our police department, who's, you know, on lots of extra duties this week. Service department, utilities, when they're needed, they're called right away, and they know that they're on call. So busy time coming up, starting with the parade tomorrow. We've asked people many times about picking up litter, especially at the parade and also the night of the fireworks. Overall, a lot of people do a great job, but still very visible, the ones that don't. So we just encourage more and more people to use those cardboard boxes that McElroy Packaging has supplied for us for the parade tomorrow. People will see those along the route, and please use them. And if it gets filled up, which very well could, at least place your stuff beside it or something so it's easier for people to pick up. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. We move on then to our Safety Service Director.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to mention a few things for Mr. Wheeler. There is a trash delay this week, so trash will be on Friday due to the July 4th holiday. You may have noticed that Barbicus Construction has been in town and working on Elm, Ella, and Sunset. So that work is now complete until after the 4th of July holiday. So they will come back the week after and resume construction on those streets. And then we also have two pieces of legislation tonight that I can answer any questions and explain those as well. So, thank you.
Thank you. Our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one item. We did send out a notice that we will be starting our fire hydrant testing on July 10th. That work is conducted by our water department, and that will probably take those folks maybe 3 or 4 weeks to complete there. So if you have any questions concerning that, that's what we do every year, part of our EPA requirements and permitting that that we have. So don't expect anything out of the ordinary, but you know, it is unusual to see streams of water going down the road there. So we, you know, just kind of keep that in mind there before you call in for a water leak call. And we also have a piece of legislation that we'll talk about a little bit later on too. But that's all I have tonight, Mr. President.
All right. Thank you. And our Finance Director, Ms. Strimler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have nothing to report this evening.
All right. Thank you. Our Law Director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. Likewise, I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no report, and so we can move on in our agenda to our old business. Mr. Lorson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2123, I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second. Second, Mr. Mosley.
Shankleton.
Yes.
Lorson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2123, a resolution approving the budget for the city of Orrville, Ohio for the calendar year 2024 and declaring an emergency.
Okay, any questions or comments at this point?
I can just say that the utility board did approve the 2024 budget for the utilities at their last meeting. The budget will be on final reading on July 17th for city council approval so that we can meet the county's deadline. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me.
Very good. Hopefully we'll have everybody here or enough people here, anyone to pass that. So something to keep in mind for your summer schedule. All right, we'll move on then.
Resolution 2423. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanworth.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2423, a resolution authorizing the Director of Finance of the City of Orrville, Ohio to enter into an agreement with the Regional Income Tax Agency, RITA, to participate in the 2023-2024 non-filing delinquency program and declaring an emergency.
Any comments on this? Or?
I can review it again. We talked about it at the last meeting, and I had a few follow-up questions with several council people that I addressed during the week. It's up to you. If you want me to review the program again, I will.
I'd love you to give us a quick rundown.
Okay. So this non-filing delinquency program is something that RITA offers. It's one of their services. There are two parts to the program. The first is a letter campaign that they send to all taxpayers who they believe did not file a return or may be delinquent. The taxpayer is asked to submit those returns or to complete an exemption form that's included with the letter and return that. There's no cost for that program. It's included in our fee that we pay. The second part of the program is issuing administrative subpoenas. So if the letter campaign is unsuccessful and they do not get a response from the taxpayer, they do issue an administrative subpoena requesting that the taxpayer produce tax records on a specific date. The cost to participate in that program is $1 per subpoena issued. RITA has identified a potential of 1,100 taxpayers that may be in non-compliance for tax filing years 2019 through 2021. And this legislation just allows us to participate in both parts of the program.
They've identified those possibly delinquent taxpayers by being able to look at the federal tax returns.
Cross-reference.
Something we've never been able to do.
Correct.
Prior to
that. Correct.
Well, that actually, I don't know, that sounds like a pretty good return on investment for me. I mean, very rarely do we spend $1,100 and stand to gain from it.
Mm-hmm.
By and large, I would imagine a lot of these folks, I'm sorry, Mr. Mosley, I should have asked for permission to speak in the first place. I think that most of these people are probably just unaware that they were supposed to file.
I would agree. I would agree.
And it'll be a fairly simple thing for them to comply.
Yes.
And then I would guess that the people who wish not to comply probably may have been very well aware that they weren't filing what they should have filed.
Hopefully that's not the case, but.
Either way, it seems like a pretty good deal. I apologize, Mr. Mosley.
No, you're good.
All right. Mr. Mosley.
All right. Obviously, with the small business collection that I have with my business, I do utilize a collection agency, and the first part of their collection project is, you know, a letter campaign. And I would say typically when someone goes through that process, they just need about two letters that look pretty intimidating in order to be caught up. And I could seriously see probably at least getting 900 out of 1,100 responses,
sent out
just with that letter campaign. The first one's a friendly reminder, then the second one looks a little bit more aggressive, and then make these letters easy to open, for you to read it. So I definitely do like this versus just sending them straight to collections and having someone maybe work on it. They collect it, they're just taking a percentage of what they're able to collect. I think that this is definitely a fair, good,
sure,
and effective.
Question, is there any penalty for them other than having to pay the taxes that they owe?
Right now, since this is our first and second year with Rita, we've agreed to waive the penalty for non-filers.
Okay. That sounds, that's another very fair thing about it, I think.
Any other questions or comments? All right, we'll move on then to new business, Mr. Orson.
Ordinance F-23. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Ms. Carr.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ordinance F-23. An ordinance repealing and replacing sections 144.01, 144.02, 144.03, and 144.04 of Chapter 144 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Oroville, Ohio, relating to fees and use of revenues for fire, rescue, and emergency rescue, and ambulance transport services, and declaring an emergency.
If I can speak to this, there is a correction that we need to make in both the title and in Section 1. I don't know if somebody wants to make a motion. I have the correction. Do you have that information?
I don't have the information.
Can I bring it over to you?
Yeah.
It's probably some blur than me telling you. It's in red line here.
Thank you.
And we're hopeful that that will be the end of this project.
Okay. Yes.
Am I permitted to ask a question before we move to what we're about to do?
The motion has not been made, so yes, you may.
Ms. Kirkbride, do we need to, I assume I know what the changes are that we're going to make and we're going to amend, but this just came to me earlier today while reading through this. Do we need to do anything different since we are amending the title of Chapter 144? Because the way the ordinance reads, it reads that we're just repealing and amending those sections. Listed 144.01, 102.03, 04, but we're also changing the title of the chapter. Does that need to be in the title of our ordinance as well, or are we still okay?
No, I don't. I think that it says in the, I don't have my copy in front of me anymore, that it says that the title is being changed.
Correct, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm reading through what our ordinance reads, and our ordinance doesn't read that we're changing the chapter title, and I didn't know if that needed to be in the actual
ordinance. Oh, in the title itself?
Right. We say that we're changing the sections, but we make no mention of changing the chapter title, which was a late change on our end.
Yeah.
Isn't that in Section 1?
It is in Section 1. I'm saying it's not in the title of the ordinance identifying what the legislation is going to do. From a legal standpoint, are we okay, or do we need to also make that change? Because now would be the time.
If we're going to go ahead and make a motion to amend the title already for those red lines, why don't you also change the title, indicate that the title will change, and it's in Section 1, and I think that's also one of the amendments. You understand what I'm saying? You see Section 1 there?
Yes.
There's a red line there, too?
Yes.
Okay. So what Mr. Aspiris is indicating is that in the title itself, we should reference that the title of Chapter 144 will also change, as indicated with that amendment to the title.
Okay. I'm just going to write this down quick before I make this motion. So that's changing the title of Chapter 144.
Correct.
Okay. Do I have to state what we're changing it to?
I don't believe you do, because that'll be in Section 1. That'll be correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to make sure that our ordinance reads with the intentions of what we're going to be doing with the legislation.
Okay. I move that we make changes to the title of this ordinance.
And then I think
read the whole thing?
Yeah.
The changes will read as such. An ordinance repealing and replacing section 144.01, 144.02, 144.03, and 144.04 of chapter 144 of the codified ordinances of the city of Oroville, Ohio relating to fees and use of revenues for fire, rescue, and or emergency medical and ambulance transport services, and changing the title of chapter 144 and declaring an emergency.
I'll second.
Mr. Spears seconds. So we are voting on the amendment.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I believe we are now.
Now is there to be discussion?
Yeah.
I think we also need an amendment for section one.
Okay.
Of the ordinance as you have it in front of you.
I move that we amend section one to read as follows. That the title of chapter 144 of the codified ordinances of the city of Oroville, Ohio shall be changed to fire, rescue, and emergency medical and or ambulance transport services.
Second.
Second. Mr. Spears.
Tell me that again, emergency medical, and then what's after that?
We shall be changed to fire, rescue, and emergency medical and or ambulance transport services.
I'm sorry, who seconded?
Mr. Spears seconded.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, is everything all amended?
I believe so.
All right, would someone like to discuss this?
Sure. Mr. Wheeler did send you an email explaining this, but essentially when the fire department bills motor vehicle accidents for things like extrication for the jaws of life or scene traffic control, one of the major insurance companies is questioning our ability to bill for fire department services on an accident because we don't have the language called out in section 144. So our billing company brought this to our attention. They've worked with Ms. Skull, the law director, Mr. Spears, Chief Bishop, and Mr. Wheeler have all kind of tried to wordsmith this to make sure we have covered all of our bases. And we just made that final change. If you'd like to follow up with a committee meeting, we can do that. But Mr. Wheeler would like to get this passed before council breaks for the summer so that we can make sure that we're getting proper payments from the insurance companies.
Yes, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. For sure, if there's questions, I'll let you ask those. I wouldn't be able to stop you anyways. But just from my perspective, I apologize for the last-minute changes. We just, again, wanted to make sure it was worded the way we wanted it to so that it would be effective the way we wanted it to be. And really, it just comes down to us being able to get the money for the services that we're providing. There's really no hidden agenda or meaning behind this. For sure, if you guys want a community meeting, we can have one. My personal opinion is it's not needed with what we're doing. We're just changing the language so that we can be paid what we're due based on the service that we provide. And I would like to see this be passed tonight, but certainly if you're uncomfortable with that, I can set up a committee meeting and we can make sure that hopefully we have it by our next meeting before our recess. So, thank you, Mr. President.
Any other questions or comments?
I believe Mr. Spears puts forth a pretty compelling reason here that this ordinance is actually being addressed, and I don't get the feeling that there are any objections to it. I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second. Mr. Shanklin.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move ordinance F-23 be adopted as read.
Second. Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Chandler?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 25-23. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Second, Mr. Handler.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handler?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 25-23. A resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities of the City of Warrenville, Ohio, to enter into a contract without bidding for the purchase of one 60-foot distribution bucket truck and declaring an emergency.
Good. Mr. Brenniger.
Just a couple of comments to add to the June 27th letter that I sent out to Council Committee. This is one of our largest fleet distribution trucks. We purchased this in 2011. We have a fleet rotation program, and depending on the service duty of the truck, age, several other factors, mainly more safety factors, we normally change these trucks out in the 11 to 12, 13 year service life in that neighborhood. So this truck is fitting in that. We've done some other maintenance on that to extend the life on that there. This truck, along with all the other big fleet trucks this community is buying, is also subject to a lot of the challenges with limited manufacturers. There's only two manufacturers in the United States that purchase these trucks. We have proposals from these folks that are not firm, just like our fire trucks are. They will be following a federal index. They have our best proposal has a two-year lead time on it, which is last time we bought a truck back in 2019. Only took us about 10 months to get, so the time has doubled. And the last time we bought this truck there, we paid about $150,000 less for it. So the cost have certainly escalated to the prices that we've seen for some of our other fleet vehicles. The other proposal doesn't have this truck coming in until 2028, and at a cost probably another $70,000 on top of what we're looking at paying right now. So just to give you the flavor, the lay of the land, we did have this budgeted, not quite at this level, but we'll be able to handle it without any budget amendments or things along that line for the balance of the year. And do you have to answer any questions that you might have for this?
Do you have 2 years left in the existing truck?
We don't have any problem. Yeah, they go through biannual testing and inspections, and we don't have any. It'll be well loved by then. We do have an opportunity. We do sell these trucks off. They kind of go down into, you'll see a lot of tree trimming companies purchase these trucks where the safety component, the insulation component of the boom itself is not as critical. So they do have some decent resale value, but no real value to be used in any other utility type of related service. And if this can be passed prior to council going on vacation, all that does is allow us to put it in the queue with everything else, so whether that's tonight or the next city council meeting. But if you would be so inclined before you go on a summer break, we'd appreciate that. It'll save us 4 or 5 weeks of the two-year delivery, which I go make a big difference at the end of the day, but get our foot into queue is just part of the step process. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. What was the ballpark numbers you were getting on?
We're a little south of $390,000 for this unit. Yeah. And then, like I said, that'll be indexed, so.
Sure.
2-4% a year or so in that neighborhood. Now, if that index happens to go down, then, you know, we could also, you know, be, you know, beneficiaries of that too between now and then. And if things go crazy in that area, we have the option prior to deliver to reduce it. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I think the reason for ordering this now is very compelling. It's an item that's been budgeted. It's also a very important piece of equipment for one of our most important things here at the city. So I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second. Mr. Schenck.
Orson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Spirit.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move resolution 2523 be adopted as read.
Second. Second. Mr. Mosley.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Spirit.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2623. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Ms. Carr.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Motion passes. Yes.
Resolution 2623. A resolution authorizing the finance director to enter into any agreements with the state of Ohio, the state, through the Ohio Office of Budget and Management, OBM, necessary to participate in the ambulance transportation program and declaring an emergency.
So I know Mr. Wheeler also mentioned this to you. So the American Rescue Plan Act, where we received some money directly to the city of Orgo, the state of Ohio has set up this ambulance transportation plan, which is a little bit of a misleading name. Any EMS service that works with Medicare is eligible for up to $20,000 to provide premium pay for their EMS employees. So we are eligible for up to $20,000. And then this legislation is simply because there is a subrecipient agreement from the state of Ohio with the city of Orgo. This legislation would allow Ms. Strimlin to sign that, which is part of the application process. And there are no matching funds required.
Free money on the table.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. I think that we should take advantage of any opportunity we have to cash in on ARPA funds because they're running out. So let's not delay in this. I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second. Mr. Spiros.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Spiros?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move that resolution 2623 be adopted as read.
Second.
Mr. Shanklin got in.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Ms. Barris?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. That concludes tonight's new business. Do we have any comments for the good of the order? Mr. Larson?
Orville's biggest week of the year coming up here, and I'm not sure where I read it today, Mr. Mayor, it might have been a Facebook post, reminding people all of the work that everybody does and how important it is that we clean up after ourselves, you know, the bricks and blankets and chicken wire and everything else strewn along the streets, let's take those all home with us, they will have served their purpose, but you know, one thing just as important is picking up all that candy out of the gutters and off the streets. You know, even if it's squished, you know, it's not going to a good place. Just peel it up and throw it in those boxes that have been so generously supplied to us. Also, too, to echo the comments of Councilman Hammer, very glad to have the skate park opened. And the grand opening was a wonderful event. Thank you so much for planning that. I think it'll be a great community asset, I really do. And it's getting a lot of use, and I think it'll have a good lifetime out there. So thank you all for helping make it a reality.
Anyone else? Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just two things. The first one would be just to the public to make sure they're checking social media posts from Orville Firefighters Association, Police Department, and then the city as well. There's a lot of good information on there about this current week. And then the second point, because I have my own two kids, just a suggestion, and I know the Police Department has suggested this many times before, if you have kids and you're going to bring them to these events, take some current pictures beforehand, and know that cell phones probably won't work once we get all these people in town. And that current picture would be very useful if you can't find your kid and you got to show a current picture to the officer and start looking through your phone. You'd be amazed how long ago maybe you have a picture of your kid and how much has changed, especially if you're young. So current picture will go a long way in helping. And that, I have nothing else.
Mr. Wilson.
I suppose I should announce what I called you about a few days ago. So this, I assume, based on what I think is a realistic time frame to get it done, this is probably my second to last meeting for council. I will need to exit as I'm moving out of the ward. Unplanned, I had a stepmother pass away who, talking beneficiaries, I'm one of the beneficiaries on the home. So I will be moving there until we decide what we're going to do with it. And so, yeah. By the end of the month, so I'm assuming with August break and the time it takes to appoint someone, that's where I'm at.
Okay, so do you have a date then that you are planning for your resignation to be effective?
Now.
Oh, now? Okay. And,
well, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Oh, well.
So I'll be moving out of the ward on July 25th.
Okay, when would you end your service as city council representative?
I thought it would depend on the process.
Okay. There will be a clarification we'll need to get. You know, if as soon as you have moved, that might be the end of your eligibility to serve. And so you're saying July 27th, is that right?
25th.
Okay. All right. So that might be it. And we can talk more about what this will entail for this fall. We will, council will need to make an appointment. That appointment would be through the end of the year. And then we will need to have an election. The next general election then will decide who will fulfill the term for Mr. Wilson for the next 2 years. So that would be the process. So anyone who is considering that or you know, would we'll make a process available for you to submit your resume to council for consideration.
Do we know yet what the filing deadline would be for that election, the general election
date, so November election? It's 90 days before, so that should be August 8th or 9th?
9th.
Okay. And that makes a difference, too, between whether there's an appointment for the rest of the term or there's an election in November.
Right.
I have to read up on it again, but I'm almost positive that if it's before that cutoff, we appoint, we have 30 days to appoint, and then there's an election. The winner of that takes over the start of the next year. If it's after that window, I think the appointment we make finishes out the two-year term.
That's correct. But the announcement has been made 90 days prior, and so that the first option you talked about is what applies.
Okay.
At the source.
Answered my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments for the good of the order? All right, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Board moves. Mosley seconds.
Ferris?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanward?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. The next regular meeting for Orrville City Council will be July 17th, 2023. Until then, we are adjourned. Thank you and good night.
Stop the absence of the other week.